Okay, everyone. Hello. Sorry for the delay. Tonight is the 28th installment. I can't believe we've been doing this for 7 months. Is that possible? I didn't think we started so early in the pandemic. I guess we did. Or maybe the pandemic has been a lot longer already than we think. Certainly seems like about 6 years. It's been at least 3 years since Hanukkah last year, that's for sure. Okay, everyone. But learning is helpful. Learning calms us. I find that definitely roots us. So we are discussing just a very, very powerful piece of the Sefer, where we are looking at the differences between Shachris and Ma'ariv. Shachris and Ma'ariv. And it's based on the comment from the Ramchal, from the Derech Hashem, that morning and afternoon, morning and evening are fundamentally different. Now, you knew that morning and evening were fundamentally different. That's what's so amazing about this thesis. It's not just that morning and evening are fundamentally different, but morning and evening are fundamentally different because the world around us is there to reflect the way the Ribono Shel Olam relates to us. It can't reflect the Ribono Shel Olam. That's something we can't understand. What we can understand about Hashem is the way that he relates to us, and thus the way that we should relate to him. Right? We have several things that give us clues as to how to relate to him. Number one are the mitzvos of the Torah. Mitzvos of the Torah is a gift from heaven, because it is very difficult to know how to relate to a spouse who is so incredibly different. If you think that men are from Mars and women are from Venus, and you think it's difficult to explain to a yeshiva guy what to do on a date, so dating and being married to the Ribono Shel Olam is an incredibly difficult thing to understand how to do. So the first thing he gave us was the Torah, which was very helpful. It gave us 613 dating tips, 613 ways of knowing what to do to cement our relationship with him, because otherwise we'd be absolutely clueless as to what to do. But beyond that, the physical world itself is there to give us further clues as to how to understand God, even if it's understanding him in somewhat human terms, because that's the only thing we've got. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, in fact, in a good mood in the morning and doesn't want to be bothered, doesn't want to be approached, doesn't want to be seen as much at night. That doesn't make sense when we're talking about the Ribono Shel Olam. But we are to understand him in human terms, because that's the only way we can make a relationship. If we tried relating to God as the Ein Sof, the infinite, infinite one, you can't really have a relationship with the Ein Sof. That doesn't mean anything. All we could do is use our human relationships and our human contacts to understand how to relate to an other. And we have to use that to try to relate to God. And the Ramchal told us that everything in nature, or we've learned through the Sefer, that everything in nature is somehow a reflection of truths on high and of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world. And even, and maybe not even, especially the most obvious things in the world are there to give us some sort of a sense as to how God is relating to us, and thus how we should relate to him. And what light and darkness are there to tell us is that there are times when we should feel as if God is showering chesed upon us. He's shining his light upon us. He is giving us, he's taking care of everything for us. He's there for us. We should therefore feel safe. We should feel that things are clear. We should have a sense of direction. We should be awed by all the things we see around us. And sometimes we're supposed to, in fact, feel that we don't know exactly how to relate to God, and we don't know exactly where he is, and we don't feel. We have emuna, we have faith, but faith is not the same thing as knowing, as feeling safe. Faith is something where I have to engage my faith. I have to deepen my faith. I have to fall back on my faith, because I'm not right now in a place where I am face to face, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, said the Ramchal, is what morning and night are about. the two most obvious things in the world, which we assume are because of the turning of the Earth. They used to believe maybe it was because of the rising and setting of the sun and the moon itself, but we now know it's just the Earth turning. But all of that didn't need to be that way. We didn't need to be in a world where the Earth was turning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created things differently. But he gave us a gift that the world around us is supposed to give us clues as to how to relate to him. And for that reason, Shacharis and Ma'ariv are supposed to be fundamentally different. I'm sorry that I have to review this, but I'm getting it straight in my head again also. It's such a phenomenal concept. Shacharis and Ma'ariv are therefore fundamentally different prayers. Shacharis is filled with praise. It's filled with praise of God in nature. It's thanking God. It starts with the Birchas HaShachar, and it just builds and builds. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. What a wonderful, incredible world. We inspire the angels to sing in the Birchas Kriya Shema, and we end the Birchas Kriya Shema, right? There's two brachos beforehand and one after the Shema. We end with Ga'al Yisrael, you redeemed Israel. You redeemed us. And we're still feeling that, and we're still basking in that light. We're still basking in that light. We know you're there for us, the MS V'yotziv, MS, MS, MS. It's all truth, and it's all wonderful, and it's terrific. And from that, we go into Shmoneh Esrei. Ma'ariv is fundamentally different. Ma'ariv, we take out all the praises. We leave out Psukei Dezimra. We don't say another set of Birchas HaShachar, not just because we said it once already, and not just because we don't have as much time at night, because in theory we might. The reality is that in those days you might have had more time at night to pray than really to pray in the morning. The nighttime hours were not terribly useful. You may have had more time actually to pray at night than during the day. But you're not in a place. God doesn't expect us to pretend. We're not in a place where we're feeling great about the world. The world has stopped. The world is now dark. All of the things that we had are difficult to see and difficult to understand. And therefore, Ma'ariv is different. But Ma'ariv is different also, not only because of what it takes away, but what it adds, which is the fourth bracha of Kriya Shema. We now have not two before and one after, but we have two before and two after. The first bracha afterwards, as we'll see, is a little bit different, but it does at least end in the same way, Ga'al Yisrael. You redeemed Israel. But that's not enough at night, because we know you did that in the past, but right now we're not living in that. Right now we're relating to the fact that we all have night times in our lives. And therefore, we have to say, lay us down and protect us till the end. Let's just finish that chapter, and then we'll get to the time and the prayer we skipped, which is afternoon and mincha. Hadavar mitbatei betfilas arvis, asher ein ba et ota shira al chazdei abori yisbarach. You don't have in Ma'ariv all this praise, all this elaborate praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the first bracha of Kriya Shema went from pages and pages of singing with the angels to like one short paragraph. Now, I know most of us are happy that it's just one short paragraph instead of three pages, but think about why that is and what that means. B'tfilah zu nosefet bakasha shel ha'adam hashkivenu Hashem Elokeinu l'shalom. In this tefillah, in other words, in Ma'ariv, we have an extra bracha. Lay us down in peace. Ba mefaret hu ha'adam al et kol pachadav. And I start listing all of the things that should go wrong. All of the things, save me from this, save me from that. Umevakesh mi boroshi yatzilenu mehem. Yifrom kanafav alav, yifros, it should say. Yifros kanafav alav, v'yamidu l'chayim. You should protect me, and you should stand me up again tomorrow for life. V'kach magdirim hakol, 1 second. To have my real copy in front of me with the words that were not messed up. V'kach magdirim chazal. Aha. V'kach magdirim chazal tabrocha sha'acharei kriya shema shel arvis. Ve'emunoscha balelos. That's the way chazal describe. In the morning, it's what? Lahagid baboker chazdecha. Ve'emunoscha balelos. Ubirchas emes ve'emuna. Medaber ba af hala asidos. Rashi already points out in Brachos that Emes ve'emunah doesn't just talk about what happened. Emes ve'yatziv is about the past. In the morning, we talk about the past because that's fine. We're not thinking about the future. We're still in the glow of the Geula. But at night, even the first bracha after Shmona Esrei begins to change. She'anu mitzapim shiyikayem lanu haftachoso ve'amunoso lega'aleinu miyad melochem u'miyad aritzim. That we pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from the kings and from the powerful ones. V'lasim nafshenu b'chayim, and he should allow our souls to be kept alive. And to lead us over the mountains of our the high places of our enemies. Kol eila hanisim hatadirim tamid. Rashi has a surprising end, like we see all the time. This is not just the big all of galus is one thing after another. All of galus is night. Galus is nighttime. Now, of course, you're understanding that it's not simply day and night. It's times in our life and times in our history that seem like day and times that seem like night. If during the Holocaust, they still, if they had a sitter available, daven shacharis with Psukei de Zimra. It doesn't mean that at certain times in history, or if you're having a l'chaim for your kid at night, so you say shacharis at night. It doesn't work that way. But these, because every day we're supposed to remind ourselves that there are these times where we feel very close to God and times where we feel further away from God. And we need to use that to get through the different times in our life. Saviv shnei chatzei ma'agal elu, around these two half circles, na'im, not na'im like it's nice, but na'venad, moves, chayei ha'adam v'chayei ha'briya kula. Ad oso hayom sha'alav ne'mar, until finally one day it'll be, v'haya or ha'lavana ka'or ha'chama, v'or ha'chama yesh yivatayim ka'or shiva sayomim, as it says in Yishayahu. We believe there'll be a time we won't have to daven Mairev per se. We won't have Mairevs anymore. We won't have Hester Panim, right? There won't be an Or Halavana. The Or Halavana will be so great that it'll be light all the time. Ze also ayom shaya Or Mishamesh levado b'lo choshech. That's when there'll only be Or. Or shekulo bitui l'ha'arat panav shel tov ameitiv. What does it mean? What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk that everything will be light outside? It doesn't mean there won't be night and day. Or maybe there won't be night and day. But there won't be times that feel like night. There won't be times of Hester Panim anymore when we get to Yimos HaMashiach. La'olam haba kulo hatov hametiv. Right? Quote from the Gemara in Pesachim that says that in olam haba, we won't say Diana MS sometimes and hatov hametiv other times. Everything will be clear. Even things that look bad, it'll be clear to us why they have to happen. Right? You'll wheel somebody in for a life-saving surgery and you have confidence in the doctor. So you're not crying. You're thankful that you got to the point that the doctor could start slicing up a relative, right? Even things that look bad from the outside, if you know, if you understand where it's going and what it's there for, it could be a source of tremendous joy. So that'll be someday. But in the meantime, we have Shachris and we have Ma'ariv. Bein harbayim mincha. But there's still one more step. Because even though the Ramchal really spoke about daytime and nighttime as two separate periods, we experience three different times during the day. We probably experience it less than we did in old times. We mostly today experience the light hours and the dark hours. But imagine yourself in an agricultural society or as a shepherd when the sun begins to go down, right? We speak of Bein Ha'arbayim. What does it mean, Bein Ha'arbayim? Bein Ha'arbayim, it's a funny phrase. Bein Ha'arbayim is between the time that the sun is noticeably beginning to go down, which could be as early as 12:30, let's say, on an equinox, till 6 o'clock, till it fully sets. So if you're working in an office building or you're working in your basement now on a computer, the fact that the sun is setting is pretty meaningless to you, other than the fact that you realize you may have to go out at some point or daven mincha at home. But if you're counting on that sunlight to get work done, then the sun going away is a race against time. It's very hard to feel that today, but it's a race against time. The best you might be able to compare that to is your kid's Little League game that started at 6:30, when they knew there's no way you could get in seven innings of a Little League game by the time the sun was going to go down. It's not going to happen, especially if it's a playoff game and you don't want to schlep out your chair and your whole thing again to sit in the stands and watch the makeup of the game. That's when you feel that the sun is going away. So he says, Hadvar Madayin Einam Shleimim. We're not done. He said, it's going to get even more powerful. Aleinu Lisbonin Bechelik Nosaf Shleimim. We got to see another time in the day. V'u Ben Arbayim's Man HaMincha. Ubihisbonenu bizman zeh nilmad lahavchin bizman halayla od gavan shelo ikarnu adko. Once we understand what mincha is, we'll even have a deeper understanding of ma'ariv. Once we understand afternoon, we'll actually understand night. Because so far, we have painted morning and night as exact opposites. And so mincha is going to be in between? Not exactly, we'll see. Once we understand what mincha is, what afternoon is, then we'll even have a better understanding of what night really represents. V'shuv makirim anu et ha-tofa'ot. We get it. We understand that there's such a thing as afternoon. We understand that mincha feels even more different than any other tefillah. It's like nothing there, right? What is ashrei? Ashrei is just what you say to say something beforehand. And what's aleinu? Something you say something afterwards. And tachanun, on the 2 days a year that your shul actually says tachanun at mincha, is really just part of Shmoneh Esrei. Because you shouldn't really stand up in front of the Ribono Shalom without feeling like, how could I have just stood there? I'm nothing. So it's really just Shmoneh Esrei. There's nothing else there, right? B'shuv makimra, we understand the experiences, the realities we understand, but we don't understand what it really means. Shkia. What is shkia? What is sunset? Mahalech shel yurida v'hisma'atus ha'or. It's the light that we had in the morning being pulled away from us. B'chatzos hayom ha'shemesh b'se'ah ha'kol tzahiru barur zohar ba'atzma yetera. The middle of the day, it's like the light, right? At noon, the sun is so powerful. If the sun represents God's chesed, it's been growing and growing and growing all morning. V'hinei tzel ha'chama noteh, ha'shemesh matchila lishkoa, ha'ri'iyah mitma'etet. And then suddenly, you start seeing the shadows, and the sun starts to go away, and you can't see as well as you did. Hatsurot nir'ot me'urbavot. Images stop being so clear. And that's why it's called Erev. That's why it's called Erev. Erev, we know, just finished Maseches Erevin in Daf Yomi. Erevin, you're not supposed to ask, is the Erev up or is the Erev down? There's two parts of an Erev. There are the walls around the city. Those are either up or down. And then there's a collection, a combining of all of the meals of everyone in town into one box of matzah. So the question you should ask is the Erev extent, or did someone steal the box of matzahs? You shouldn't ask if the Erev is up. In the Gemara in Erevin, you'd say, are the mechitzos up? Not the mechitzah in the shul. The mechitzah around the community, the lines, whatever. Are the mechitzos up? Erev means to combine. But combining also means the inability to see clearly. The blurring of the edges, the blurring of what you see. As the day goes on, your ability to see becomes blurred. That's why it's called Erev. Lahavdil mi boker, it's the opposite of morning. Shebo hari'ya chada, v'hatsurot muvchanot umevukarot heitev. Boker means clarity. Erev is lack of clarity. Habriot kulan holchot v'nechlashot mipi'ilatan rabat ha'meretz. You get so into it, right? This happens in a typical day. This is part of a normal sleep cycle. It's part of a normal work cycle. Most people are clearer in the morning, and they get off to a good start, And then they have a nice starchy lunch. And by 2 o'clock, 2:30, that's not in most businesses the most productive time of the day. 2:30, 3 o'clock. You get this feeling like the best part of your day's done. The majority of the work that you're going to get done is probably finished now already. This is true. I see Rabbi Drelich smiling in almost every high school classroom. You don't want to be teaching at 4:30 or 5 o'clock slot. You're not going to get the best out of the students at that time. And that's what happens. The whole world begins to weaken. Rabat HaMeretz. Meretz is not just a left-wing party. Meretz is like a strength, an energy, right? The day was so powerful. And then, Ha'olam Holech Likrat Menucha. Mincha. Mincha is when the day is slowing down. But it's not just slowing down. It's, as we'll see in the next paragraph, and I'm sorry that I can't go further tonight. I have to continue next week, Mirtzah Hashem. But it's not just a slowing down. It's a feeling of helplessness that I can't get done what I thought I wanted to get done that day. If you're a person like me, you start with a very long list of things to do. And you get up first thing in the morning, and even before you've crossed out five, six, I started working on an iPad a number of years ago, and I didn't get the hana of crossing out everything. Gotta go, look at this. Oh, you're crossing out. It's such a good feeling. You got everything done. And then you get towards the end of the day and you realize, EF sure. There's no way to get to the bottom of the list. It's impossible. And you're going to have to put that to tomorrow. That's a feeling of helplessness. It's menucha. You realize that you're going to be off soon, but it's a menucha that comes from feeling that you weren't able to fully do. Today was supposed to be every morning I leave the house and I say Adina, except in many of the days when I'm sick, which is a lot of days these days. But I leave the house and I say, okay, Adina, this is the day we're going to go save the whole world. And I come back and say, I didn't quite save the whole world today. Maybe there's always tomorrow. So Mincha is a time of actually feeling somewhat helplessness, helpless, not just feeling dark, but it's almost a feeling like that light, that energy of everything has sort of been taken away. So we'll have to see how does that explain the experience at Mincha? How does that explain the structure of Mincha, the experience of Mincha? What he's going to show us is that there really are three times of the day, and that's why there are three tefillos. There aren't three tefillos because the rabbis thought three was a good number for prayers during the day. There are three experiences that we each have every single day. And to feel that, you just need to look up at the sky. And you need to live in the moment. You need to be aware of your surroundings. And once you're aware that you're living in three different zones on the same day, then you realize you have to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all of those different places. Shacharis from one place, Mincha from another place, Maariv from another place, representing not morning, afternoon, and evening, but the moments of optimism and warmth and shelter, the moments of defeat, and the moments of Hester Pun, the moments where you're not exactly sure what's going to be next. And the three tefillos a day give us the chance to use all of those parts of our life as ways to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a beautiful idea he's presenting. Okay, Mirtzah Hashem next week again. I'll try to be on time.
All right, thank you, Rabbi.
Good night. Thank you, Rabbi.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.